you were featured on the show Tremé, right, in HBO. How is that show shot? Because it seems like there's a lot of improvisation, and it's, like, on the streets, literally.
Right. Well, the show Tremé, they have a script, but they asked for the input of the musicians and the local people in New Orleans about what they would say or what they would do in a particular situation. So it's as close to New Orleans as you're going to get dealing with Hollywood. So it's a really good show, and I encourage everyone, if you don't have HBO, subscribe and check out Tremé.
For people who aren't familiar with that neighborhood, like, I mean, the way it looks is that there's just amazing musicians everywhere, but it's sort of really a part of the culture.
Right. The Tremé neighborhood is like the oldest African-American neighborhood in the United States. It's rich in culture. It's very diverse. And a lot of the greatest musicians from New Orleans actually come from that neighborhood. Louis Armstrong, Buddy Bolden, and so many others. So many of the brass bands, Dirty Dozen, the Olympia, of course, the Rebirth. So it's very rich in music.
And a lot of you guys started out in high school marching bands, right?
A lot of kids, their first introduction to music is usually in junior high school and high school. As a matter of fact, one of the members of our band, Mr. Derek Tapp, he started a music program for kids because after the storm, a lot of schools, they couldn't afford to have music instructors anymore. So he started a program called The Roots of Music. It's a program that teaches kids from 9 to 14 about marching band music and music in general. And that's one of the main reasons why the music programs, especially at the high school level, are really good, because kids are introduced to the music at a very young age.
Great.
Right, exactly.
And how do you participate in this program?
We helped, sometimes we do workshops, and we help Derek to sometimes he has a need for instructors, and he said, hey, man, I might need some help with the drummers. I might need some help with the horns. We're available to do that, so, you know, we lend a hand as much as possible, and when it's time to do some fundraising, we'll go play for fundraisers to make sure that they have enough money to take in enough students for the program.
Right. Have you witnessed some kids that just kind of blew your mind in that program?
We have kids in the program who are phenomenal musicians already at the age of 14, and it's just amazing that the kids are able to pick up the music at such a young age. So we're always happy to see a kid pick up music instead of picking up a gun. You know, that's one of the big things in New Orleans. Like, I would rather give you a horn than give you a gun. So it's really important that we get the kids involved in instrumental music.
Are there ways that people outside of New Orleans can support this program?
Yeah, you can go to theroosofmusic.org or .com and log on. And if you want to support financially or you want to donate your time, you just, you know, contact them and let them know how you want to support. And by all means, continue to support the program, and we would be more than happy to have you.
One of my favorite collaborations, I mean, you guys collaborate with a lot of people, but one of my favorite collaborations was with Ani DeFranco. Can you tell me how you met her or how that happened?
Well, actually, the lady was our manager at the time, Nita Kettner. She was looking for some gigs for us to do one summer. She's like, well, you guys need to maybe tour with someone in order to get more out there. She's like, well, this lady by the name of Ani DeFranco, she knew who she was, but we did. She said, she's looking for an opening act. And one of the guys in our band used to come to New Orleans all the time, and he knew who we were. So he was like, hey, why not? Let's give it a shot. And that's pretty much how it happened. And it was a phenomenal tour. People really, really enjoyed the combination of Ani with the Rebirth.
Yeah, it was unusual, but it totally worked.
Yes.
What's she like?
She's a real down-to-earth person. You know, she loves to kid around, have a good time. And she, like I said, she's real down-to-earth, and she's always messing with the guys about different things, but she's a really cool person.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been great to see you play, and thanks for coming to Colorado.
Thanks for having us. Hopefully we'll be back soon.
Yeah. Thank you.